你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一辑最新嘅免费英语学习服务，可以帮助我哋呢啲身处喺海外嘅人士去学习英语。提高英语水平最好嘅方法就系每日去听同埋每日练习。英语学习 podcast 可以喺呢方面帮到你，令你有更好嘅沟通去认识新朋友，亦都可以为我哋创造更美好嘅生活。通过 SBS Learn English， 我哋可以了解更多澳洲嘅生活方式同文化，令我哋更加融入当地生活。
Learning English helps me talk about which sport suits me best.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi everyone, I'm Gloria. Nice to meet you all again. Run, defense, pressure, pressure, left.These are the words my teammates screamed as I was running around the field playing my first game of futsal. Have you heard of this game? It's a type of soccer where you only have 5 players on each team, and you play on a much smaller pitch. All I remember about my first time playing was being out of breath and trying to touch the ball with my foot. I must have been okay, because we won!Then, we went to the pub afterwards for a celebratory drink. To be honest, I had never played futsal or football before in my life. I am more of a dancing person, really. But back then, I was like a fish out of water. I had just started working at SBS, and everything was a bit new and scary. So when the opportunity to play team sports with my new colleagues came along, I thought to myself,Why not? If you're like a fish out of water, that means that you feel awkward and that you don't belong. For everyone new to Australia, maybe you have experienced this feeling before. So playing a team sport is a good chance to make some friends and get to know everyone. And for me, it worked. Although I'm not sure I'm exactly a futsal star yet. Anyway, today,Let's practice talking about choosing a team sport that's right for you. Alan and Claire met at an IT company when they first came to Australia. Now they work in different companies, but still occasionally catch up. Alan wants to do something more social. Listen to how he describes the different sports teams. Can you guess which team he will join?
Hey Alan, how's the new job going for ya?
The work's fine, but I'm keen to do something a bit more social as well. Maybe join a team sport? What do you reckon?
I think it's a great idea. Let me help get the ball rolling for you. Okay, what type of sport are you interested in?
Well, there's a work soccer team, but I'm worried they're a bit hardcore and take the game seriously.
Yeah, sounds a little intense. What level of commitment are you looking for?
Well, of course I'd want to bring my A game, but I've got to be realistic about what I can actually do. So I should probably join a team that's a bit more cash.
I get it. It's more about making friends than winning, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yay! It's all about the sense of camaraderie, Alan, you can get from playing together. That's exactly the warm and friendly feeling I had when I started playing with the SBS futsal team.You can get a feeling, but you can also say you get something if you understand what someone is saying. Camaraderie is the closeness, trust, and friendship that develops among a group of people who have gone through some kind of experience together. It is common in sports teams and can also happen at work if everyone plays well together and works as a team. Okay, but let's get back to Claire from the beginning.Claire started by greeting Alan with a hey. Sometimes, this is used instead of hi. Then Alan said,
The work's fine, but I'm keen to do something a bit more social as well. Maybe join a team sport? What do you reckon?
If you're keen, then you're very interested in something and want to do it. What do you reckon is an informal way of asking if someone agrees with you. Claire said,
I think it's a great idea. Let me help get the ball rolling for you. Okay, what type of sport are you interested in?
To get the ball rolling means to start doing something, because if you roll a ball downhill, it just keeps rolling and even gets faster. So Claire means let's start the process of trying to figure out what sports Alan should join. Alan then replied,
Well, there's a work soccer team, but I'm worried they're a bit hardcore and take the game seriously.
To be hardcore means to take something seriously. Then Alan said,
Well, of course I'd want to bring my A game, but I've got to be realistic about what I can actually do. So I should probably join a team that's a bit more cash.
To bring your A game means to bring your best to whatever you are doing. I believe there's a balance in everything. We can bring our A game without necessarily being too hardcore about it. That is, without taking it too seriously. As Alan says, you can still do your very best in a team that is a bit more cash. Cash is short for the word casual, which means informal. In this case, it means relaxed and not too serious. You can also use cash to describe a lot of different things. Your attitude to life, to work, or even to love.
Aww.
People who are a bit hardcore about their sport can sometimes take it to an extreme and become aggro. Aggro is short for the word aggressive, which means very angry and possibly violent. And Alan isn't interested in joining that kind of team because, as Claire says,
I get it. It's more about making friends than winning, right?
Absolutely right. Claire gets it. She understands what he means, and so do I. I think life is too short to take things too seriously. But what about you? What type of team suits you? Now that we have had a look at some words and phrases we can use to talk about which team sport is the best for you to join, let's listen to the dialogue again.
Hey Alan, how's the new job going for ya?
The work's fine, but I'm keen to do something a bit more social as well. Maybe join a team sport? What do you reckon?
I think it's a great idea. Let me help get the ball rolling for you. Okay, what type of sport are you interested in?
Well, there's a work soccer team, but I'm worried they're a bit hardcore and take the game seriously.
Yeah, sounds a little intense. What level of commitment are you looking for?
Well, of course I'd want to bring my A game, but I've got to be realistic about what I can actually do. So I should probably join a team that's a bit more cash.
I get it. It's more about making friends than winning, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The guest I'm interviewing today is what I would call an enthusiast. He not only loves playing sports himself, but he's also managed to encourage others to play as well, which is impressive. Welcome, David.
Hi, Gloria. Thanks for having me here.
So can you tell me which team sport you enjoy playing so much that you decided to bring people in?
I really enjoy playing pickleball.
Cool. I've only heard of it recently and still don't know the sport very well. Can you explain more about the basic rules of pickleball?
Sure. So the pickleball is kind of like mixed between tennis, badminton and table tennis. So it plays on a small court than tennis, which with the paddle and lightweight plastic ball. The main rules are pretty simple. You serve on the hand, and the ball has to bounce once on each side after the serve before you can start hitting it in the air.
I see. How did you get started with it? Like, what do you enjoy most about playing the sport?
So I started playing pickleball after a friend introduced me to it. So what I love most is that it's a game for everyone. So you see people from all ages and skill levels playing together. So from kids to senior. So most of the time it's played in doubles, which is great because you don't have to run as much. So you can share the court with your partner, which is especially nice for old players.
That sounds really fun. Like the type of sport I'd be into, not too hardcore. Do you mind telling us how playing this sport has influenced you or changed you over time?
Yeah, playing pickleball has been great for me, both physically and mentally. So I used to play more intense sports like soccer, but as I've become older, I needed something that's still active but not as hard on my body. So pickleball is perfect for that because it's low impact. So it's easier on my joints while still keeping me moving.
That's so true. What would you say to someone who's thinking about trying the sport?
Oh, if you are thinking about giving pickleball a try, I would say go for it. So it's one of the fastest growing sports out there, and people of all ages are picking it up. So it's really easy to learn, and because most of the games are doubles, so it's not too physically demanding, so which makes it great for beginner or anyone who doesn't want something too intense.
That sounds very interesting and inspiring. I want to try too now. But before that, David, can you help us learn some phrases that we practiced in this episode?
Sure.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If someone said, get the ball rolling, what does it mean?
To get the ball rolling means to begin doing something.
How about fish out of water?
If you feel like a fish out of water, this means that you feel awkward and that you don't belong.
Okay, the last one. What about bring your A game?
To bring your A game is a phrase that means to do your absolute best.
Thank you, David, for sharing your pickleball journey with us today.
Thank you.
Now, let's practice some of the phrases by repeating after Alan and Claire.
The work is fine, but I'm keen to do something a bit more social as well. Maybe join a team sport? What do you reckon?
Let me help get the ball rolling for you.
I'm worried they're a bit hardcore and take the game too seriously. I should probably join a team that's a bit more cash.
It's more about making friends than winning.
We've got learning notes and a full transcript on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Also, feel free to find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Gloria. Thank you for learning English with me.
赞好、分享、留言，即刻紧贴 SBS 电台广东话节目嘅 Facebook 专页啦！